This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. That's why we named it Free Talk Live. You feel like people aren't listening to you on Facebook? I mean, you know, there you are. How many friends you got? A couple dozen or something?
There's interaction on Facebook, though. Here, you only get to interact with the three hosts, not the millions of other people out there.
Yeah, well, but you don't get to interact with millions of people on Facebook either.
Okay.
You know? And if you've got something important to say, how many people are actually going to see it on Facebook? Versus here, where, you know, Free Talk Live is on 200 radio stations across the country, darn close to it. I know we were up to 209, and then you know, the COVID thing happened. Lots of stations have flipped to music. I don't understand why that is. Maybe it's because they just don't have the programming for it. It's easier to run a music station. I don't know. They don't have people coming in. I don't have any answers for you. Radio is supposed to be essential, but at least that's what I tell myself as I'm driving to work.
Well, that's what the order number 16A in New Hampshire said.
Yes, it's true. So, anyway, the number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Let's go right to the phones. Luke Freeman calling in from New Jersey, listening on Discord. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I wanted to talk about Operation Gridlock, and is it a violation of the NAP?
So the NAP stands for Non-Aggression Principle. This is the guiding principle that libertarians use to run their lives, and it means that you may not aggress against other people.
Now, this is like a foundational principle.
It is the foundation principle, and aggression would be defined as using, you know, theft or fraud or violence or whatever against somebody who hasn't done it to you. Go ahead, Luke.
That's correct. And it seems like this Operation Gridlock is different than a regular rally or protest. It's where all the cars go in one particular neighborhood in a capital or wherever, and they all just don't go anywhere. They lock the whole street up, and no one can come any direction.
So, yes, it is. Blocking a road is different than having a protest or a rally. And blocking a road is effective kidnapping. And even though I agree with, so usually I get words I can't say for saying negative things about the protesters who block roads, because usually I disagree with them, not always, but these I actually 100% agree with, but they're absolutely wrong for blocking roads.
No one is sympathetic to a road blocker either.
And well, that is true, but I would like to say this. The reason that they're choosing to do the protests in the manner that they are is in part because it's illegal for them to stand outside within 6 feet of each other.
Who cares? Just stand outside within 6 feet of each other and protest.
That doesn't mean you get to kidnap other people who have nothing to do with it.
I know, but the...
Don't block roads, period.
I'm not saying you should block roads. Please, believe me, I'm not saying that. I've said for years, don't block roads. However, the reason that people are choosing to do Operation Gridlock the way they are is because it is legal for them to be in their vehicle.
Is it legal to just...
Which is a stupid thing.
Because it's illegal to intentionally create a gridlock?
I think, look, let the cops sort that out as far as I'm concerned on it. What I would say is what's dumb is they tell you to be 6 feet away. Well, you know, I rarely stand within 6 feet of people. I mean, how often are we, you know, are people at protests aren't piled up?
All of us right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it not
you
only
go buy
is it,
groceries and you stand 6 feet away from the cashier.
Yeah, our heads are 6 feet from each other, sure.
Not only is it dumb, it is a violation of the NAP, and it's a weak protest, right? If you want to protest what the state is doing by not letting you go out and do your thing.
By not letting other people go out because
right.
You're
well,
blocking
go
the
go out
road.
And do your thing.
Well, give the moral high ground to the other side by saying, by letting them say, you're blocking the ambulances, right? So maybe you never saw an ambulance, but you gave them the opportunity to say, well, that's because you
you're blocking
them.
People who, the few people who are still allowed to go to work. You're blocking people who are trying to go to work illegally. You're blocking people who are going, I don't care if they're going and smoke crack. You're blocking them, and you need to stop.
Yeah, but the people on the other side value ambulances far more than they value freedom. So don't give them what obviously the average person is going to find important, which is ambulances. Go ahead, Luke.
I agree with everything you guys just said. I was thinking about this for a while, and I know a lot of people in the libertarian circles in New Jersey have been talking about this. There was a protest on Friday where we drove slowly down the road, beeping our horns, and people were on the side of the road with megaphones, but the traffic was still able to get through.
If you want to hold up traffic, just roll at the speed limit. See what that does.
Just do that in front of a cop. That's my favorite thing to do is go the speed limit in front of police officers because they don't like it either.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I can't speed.
Well, that's the thing. I thought like that before, right? And I'm like, yeah, he's not going to mind if I'm going a little faster because I'm not in his way. Then you get pulled over.
And now I just don't speed very often.
Yeah.
I just don't do it because I don't want to get. I don't believe in giving free money to the government. Yeah. Is the main reason.
I don't do it in New Hampshire because I'm driving sideways up a mountain in a van and the speed limit's 55.
My favorite thing happened though today. I got passed by a guy who was sick, not only sick of me, but sick of the pickup truck that was behind me, and passed both of us at a high rate of speed. It was a little European sports car. He could get up to a high rate of speed pretty quickly. And another car was coming in the front, so he manages to scoot in. He just kind of surprised me. He was going so quickly. And then, sure enough, about 2 miles later, there we are at the stoplight.
And if you're in a state where there is lockdown, which is most of them, you're more likely to get pulled over right now because I don't think the quotas have changed and there's less people on the road, so they are going to stop a higher percentage of them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Luke, I guess it looks like you found your Confederates. We agree with you. We don't think that roadblocking protests are a good idea.
Roadblocking is okay for emergencies, like picking up the accident off the road, and it's okay for road repairs. It's not okay for anything else.
Thanks for the call, Luke. Appreciate it. Oh, let's go to JT in Pennsylvania. JT, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. And
you're welcome.
Time on my hands.
Yeah, don't
so
we all?
I'm calling about unlawful assembly and how it starts.
Okay, starts by people going on their assembly.
I went to one yesterday.
This is a little bit more convoluted, I guess. The DNR, or the Department of Natural Resources, in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, is an element of the government of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And as an enforcement arm, their presence is virulent in the Allegheny National Forest. And have heel-on-throat power as they juggle with vague regulations and arbitrary laws, and these regulations oscillate wildly without common reason. This ultimately has forced elements of the gas and oil industry, as well as timber conglomerates here, into a litigation maze with no exit. There was and is an undeclared war against these regulation anomalies and their enforcers. This has gone on here for decades, sabotage, open protests, et cetera, and backlash.
Who's sabotaging whom?
Sounds like a great thesis paragraph.
It could be disgruntled workers. It could be open left-handedness against the regulations.
I can't tell what side you're on, and it sounds like you're reading from a paper.
I am.
It's okay to have.
But which side are you on?
I'll tell you in a minute if you just give me one moment. Okay.
All right. Well,
the backlash from the DNR is for real.
Uh-huh.
From backroom dealings to ridiculous actions on private enterprise, private citizens, including fines and arrests. Now bring into this war zone that's been going on for decades the peace-loving rainbow people. I don't know if you know about the rainbow.
Oh yeah, these people are a lot of fun.
Okay, yeah, who have been coming here to assemble for more than 40 years. The ANF, the PA Stadies, and other law enforcement mobilize with zeal whenever the rainbow decide to arrive. You can literally find checkpoints in the middle of nowhere. I'm not joking.
I'm not surprised.
Or you can come across command posts or LZs for Sky Blue Copters. Now the ANF have stuck their toe in. Thugs with
gun-on-hand
confrontations. Excuse me?
What is the ANF?
Allegheny National Force, law enforcement officers, thugs.
I do love the rainbow people, I gotta say.
And law enforcement officers are thugs.
Well, Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
She became overweight, stinky, several vertebrae fused together. Sophie was going to be euthanized.
DinoVite.com.
I remember Sophie starting the DinoVite. She has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life.
DinoVite is nutrition.
Get them on DinoVite right away while they're healthy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. I mean, there's a lot of people on the phone lines, but nonetheless, you can call in. number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Richie Rich, do me a favor.
Yep.
Run into the other room and call for Ian.
You got it.
The computer's just shut down here, and so we are sort of stuck on our own, which means that I'm going to have to ask GC, and presuming I'm going out of the over the airwaves, and I believe I am, I'm going to have to ask them to take the calls here shortly. I do remember the calls that were there. But I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for all news related to cryptocurrency, Bitcoin Cash, whatever it is. They've got that news, and they will, in fact, make it easy for you to, A, find out what cryptocurrency is. Learn about it. It's right there. Get started, I believe, is the tab, the marker on the tab. Get a wallet so that you can hold currency. They'll give you some free Bitcoin Cash at, I think it's free.bitcoin.com. They will give you all the news, tell you how to buy cryptocurrency, a whole variety of things. They are the one-stop shop. They've aimed to be the one-stop shop. They are the one-stop shop. It's bitcoin.com. And I love them. So let's go here to the phones. I know that we have a New Yorker on the line. We got Greg in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. GCN, put Greg on, if you would, please. I don't have any control over the phones at this point.
Oh.
There we go.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I got you now.
Hey, I just wanted to share what's on my mind. Over the last month and a half, I've been hearing from both camps, the Bill Gates camp that says, you know, we need to have the quarantines last as long as they need to because we need to save lives. And then the other camp says, hey, we have constitutional rights and we can't just be locked up in our homes, you know.
Yep.
And I wanted to just tell you what perspective I've come up with.
Now, you did, in fact, get ill from corona, like so many people did in New York, right?
Yes, I did. Yes.
I think that gives credence for whatever reason. Like, you get to talk about it. So go ahead.
True. Yes, I survived it. I feel actually great now. But I still feel like I could be shedding the virus even though I have antibodies. And so I urge everybody to wear a mask when you're walking into a building. So this is what I think.
Okay.
And make sure it's one of those masks that actually prevents virus spread.
If you can get one.
Right.
You can't.
Well, then the cloth mask is virtually useless then.
Go ahead, Greg.
Well, I'm going to say something surprising. The point of the mask is not to protect yourself from catching the virus. Okay, that is not the point. And our government and leaders got it all wrong. They were telling people not to wear masks. If you go back to March 2nd, they were still telling people everything's fine. In New York City, I saved this official bulletin coming from, the health department or something. They said there have been no confirmed cases in New York City. This is February 26th. And the risk to New Yorkers is low. Okay? In the light of what you see now, it's laughable. I'm going to say that the quarantines and lockdowns are a failure of government, because if there's one thing the government should do, in my opinion, is coordinate and to put out guidance and leadership on what people and organizations should do. What should they do?
If you trust them to do that, you're going to have a bad time.
That's
They can't even tell us if we should wear masks or not. How are they going to coordinate all of people's lives and businesses?
Well, exactly. It's a huge responsibility, and they're bound to mess it up. And
every single time.
Often.
Well, yeah, anyone placed in charge of such decisions. But here's the thing. In retrospect, and this is going to become relevant whenever we all leave the quarantine. And if we have a failure this time, there's going to be another quarantine, another lockdown. So what we need to do is, on outside, when we're distancing, you don't need masks. In the outdoors, you know, and in many states, there's not a lot of people packed together in elevators and skyscrapers and all this stuff. Okay, but when we go out and people start working, and there's going to be Mardi Gras or something else, right? We need to wear masks when entering a building. What I'd like to see, and we don't need government for this, we can have each private building institute this, put people in the lobby who will turn other people away unless they have masks. Have a bunch of masks in the lobby and make people wash their hands maybe even. before entering the building. So,
or at the very least, have the alcohol spritzer thing that become ubiquitous. I mean, they're around more and more than they ever were.
I'm not going to refute what a private business can do in their lobby, but if the solution is to wear masks that don't stop the transmission of viruses in the midst of a viral pandemic, right? To convince the public that somehow masks in general are safe is foolish nonsense.
I think masks stop spittle is probably and that's an obvious statement, right? So
sure.
We spit when we talk.
Sure.
You know? And, yeah, here
but
on the radio.
If you spit into your mask, the virus gets through because it's not a one-way mask.
No, it doesn't the speed.
If the virus can come in through the mask because the mask doesn't prevent the viral transmission, it can go out.
Again,
we're back to viral load, okay? I mean, so, like, this is amateurs, right, talking about viruses. So consider the amount of viral load. A virus can slide through a mask or whatever the case may be. There's no mask that it can't. But you don't need, it doesn't matter if one virus does. It matters if 200 million of them do, or whatever the number might be. I don't know what the number is. I wouldn't propose to know what the number is. And let's not forget, masks are great because you can now not have your identity tracked constantly by the facial recognition software cameras that they're putting up all over the place.
Look, and again, I showed you a picture of me, Mark, from like 2010 where I was driving around with a face mask, you know, skull cap, and sunglasses on in Hawaii.
Right? I didn't see that one.
Maybe they're just testing to see if they can track us with just their phones and not the facial recognition, too.
I'm well ahead.
People aren't getting rid of the phones, I can tell you. We're tracked.
I'm well ahead of the mask trend to protect my identity and privacy issues and, obscure facial recognition.
Facial recognition, sure, but they can still get you by the way you walk. Or, there's different ways. But I do, and now your heartbeat, they can look at the infrared. Right, and whatever. But here's what I wanted to say. The main physics of it, okay, is that the virus comes out of your mouth and nose. There's only one other place the virus comes out of, and that gets flushed into your toilet and can be used, and Sweden used it to find out how many people were really infected.
How they do that?
Proportion. They analyzed the fecal matter that went into the sewers.
How would they know what the percentage of the population is that has it through that? This is the thing, is I don't trust the numbers of how many people are infected. There's just an article that came out, I think it was yesterday, that said that they were going around New York City asking people about it. All kinds of people were, in fact, infected. They didn't know they were infected. And we just don't know how many people are infected. Or they've got, their symptoms are so mild that they don't even get it. So, anyway,
well,
Greg, thank you for the call. Yeah. Appreciate that. Appreciate you calling in. And, they can tell all kinds of things about you from these facial recognition cameras. And even, he's right, you register your gait. They can tell by the way I walk that I'm a ladies' man with no time to talk. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Find out about your common law rights. Move about the land freely in your personal conveyance or on foot. Know what to say if stopped by a man or woman in a costume and proceed safely on your way. Also, find out how to lawfully keep all the money you make free of tax. Protect your liberty and freedoms in a peaceful and lawful way by adding WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com to your Skype contacts. And let's talk free on Skype. That's WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says his people are closing in on a deal with Congress to get more help to small businesses that are hurt by the coronavirus pandemic.
We're continuing to negotiate with the Democrats to get our great workers and small businesses all over the country taken care of. I think we're getting close to a deal.
He says testing is ramping up.
We've done more testing than all of these countries combined, France, United Kingdom, South Korea, Japan, Singapore, India, Austria, and Australia, Sweden, and Canada.
He also says Vice President Pence will lead a call on Monday to talk to governors about what more needs to be done to fight the pandemic. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says President Trump has a clear choice when it comes to his hometown.
Mr. Trump, Mr. President, are you going to save New York City or are you telling New York City to drop dead? Which one is it?
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We can take your calls.
Back up and running.
The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Yes, if you have called in, I do see you there. Don't you worry.
Can we get a Windows 10 vaccine so that that thing doesn't get viruses and shutdowns all the time?
Is that what happened?
No, probably not.
Okay.
And then it gives you that little happy face like, I am completely inept at my job as a computer. Happy face.
This is the guy we want in charge of the COVID-19 vaccines? That guy?
Because programmers should always develop vaccines.
You know, I'm happy for the uptime I get from my computers. A lot of loads put on these little personal computing devices. I remember it was a big deal to have a scientific calculator when I was in high school in chemistry class. I played around on my cousin's PC, but when I was in high school at 18 years old, I'm 49 now, for those who don't know, it was the idea of having a computer in your home was ludicrous in the 1980s. I mean, you know, in the 1990s, people were beginning to start thinking about these computer things, and some people had them, even by the end of, but there were plenty of Americans that didn't have a computer by, you know, the Y2K changeover.
I didn't have my first computer of my own until, like, freshman year of college.
And what year was that?
1999.
So, let's go to the phones, to the fun. First, before I do that, I have to thank Paul Barnes, who is a silver amplifier. Paul, you and people like you who might go to amp.freetalklive.com are worthy of our thanks because you're the ones who keep us going. It's amp, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to David calling in from Virginia. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. You know, I've got to tell you, you opened my eyes in so many things. I used to be a hard conservative, and some of the things that you've introduced me to have really made a difference. Even questions like, do you really want a real ID system where the government determines you have papers to travel about? This is something we still have to resist today. But the big thing for me, there is a person on YouTube named Josie Outlaw, I think.
Oh, yeah, she used to be on the show at one point.
She had a video, and it was titled, A Prison by Any Other Name. And it just hit me home. And after that, I learned more about the Prussian education system. And I'll tell you what, considering this virus is not a good thing, but it also offers an opportunity to turn to a completely internet education system where the savings in tax dollars could be returned to the families so they could have a better standard of living and afford to stay home and care for their kids.
Yeah.
And even more than that, I mean, why is a state propagating, using my money, my tax dollars, to propagate opinions that I disagree with and find odious?
And, because you voluntarily give them that money.
I don't think the property taxes are voluntary.
It's in the Virginia Freedom of Religious document, Freedom of Religion document that Madison wrote, that it's tyranny to compel people to fund the propagation of ideas not their own.
Mm.
And I'll tell you what, we should be going to the internet system, because what are we going to do in September? Send our kids into those flu breeders where they're all together in large groups. What are we going to do? It jeopardizes their lives, and I don't want to do that. I'd rather put my kid on the internet, and heck, most of what I learned of any value, lasting value, came from home anyway.
So, yeah, I have to agree 100%. I mean, we educated my kid at home for a long time. We just recently this year sent him off to a private school, and the reason we sent him off to a private school was because, frankly, I felt like he kind of knew the stuff that he needed to know and wanted to hang out with other kids. Right. And
can I say one last thing?
Yeah, go ahead, David.
It's something that upsets me deeply. Why are my tax dollars funding, and I hate to say the word, a communist socialist union like the NEA and the AFT, or even for that matter, the MLA conference, considering what they push on our kids?
I don't even know what those letters necessarily mean.
So two things. I'm on record as saying the only legitimate protest is a tax protest, right? So if you want to stand your ground there and say, like, I'm not funding this, then you have to find a way to withhold your tax payment and accept whatever consequences comes with that if you can't rally support, your neighbor's support behind you to defend against the aggression that the government will bring forth.
Yeah, so
that's
giving them
tough.
A house,
it is tough.
Giving them a house instead of a couple grand is not defunding them.
Understood.
My vote is to simply go to internet schooling for their safety so they don't get exposed to diseases and pestilence.
Then you need to find a state or a country, right, with better homeschooling laws than where you're currently at, and move there.
Wait, who says his state doesn't have good homeschooling laws?
I don't know what Virginia has or doesn't, but I would say this.
Better than California.
The first step on this activism is to simply advise people that this is a good idea. And calling into a nationally syndicated radio program is probably a good place to start. To say, hey, look, now's the perfect time, because we're already doing it.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I spoke to a public school teacher today. Thank you, David. I spoke to a public school teacher today who says she's working just as hard now under these conditions as she would otherwise be doing. And so, it's different, not easier.
And if she's teaching
internet
classes, that might be true.
Yeah. I don't know. She, So.
It might be more difficult because it's easier to hide in a little tiny square than it is, like, in a classroom where you're physically there. And I'm like, hey, person laying under the desk, like, what? Pay attention. Or
and you're only giving them a house if you let them take your house.
Oh, they will.
They may. Right?
Like,
they
will. Not let
no,
them. Like, they're going to come with their army and remove you.
There's historical precedent. I don't remember the specifics of it. Of farm auctions, right? The bank comes to take the farm, right?
Yep.
You defaulted on your payment. The bank comes to take the farm. They held the auction. And the other farmers would go out and support.
Okay, well, that's not you letting them. That's society not letting them.
That's why I say you got to get support.
You let them.
Well, because it's hard to do without support, right?
It's impossible to do without support because it's you versus the United States government.
Yeah,
you
and the government's main thing is turning us against each other.
And then they're going to have your house.
So get support, right?
Yep.
And then do what the farmers did in whatever year they did, you know, the penny auctions, where they took the farm and they could only sell it back for pennies on the dollar back to the farmer who lost it in the first place because the surrounding neighbors, the community, wouldn't allow anything else.
Well, here on Free Talk Live, generally throughout the years, so we've been on the air for close to two decades at this point, we tend not to advocate for protests that we won't do ourselves. And that's because, you know, I don't know, you lead from the front, I guess.
That's just honesty. I'm not going to tell you to do something I'm not going to do.
And it's hard to tell somebody to, you know, it's hard. What you're talking about, she ain't easy, right?
Right.
Well, maybe just move to Saipan where they don't have property taxes.
There you go.
So, public schools there are paid for by, well, U.S. taxpayers.
Suckers.
Go to the phone lines. Penguin calling them from Virginia. Thank you for calling in on the phone lines. Penguin, I haven't gotten the Discord lines open yet.
Okay, I get a little bit of technical difficulty, I understand. I heard what you were talking about the protest, the Operation Gridlock, I think, protest, and the with where it's slowing down blocking traffic. And understanding that, of course, they can't stand outside. They kind of have to improvise.
Well, but they can, though, is the thing.
They could, well, they can, yes.
Like, they can go stand. Or they can have a protest that they want to do in their cars. They could go to an empty parking lot. That wouldn't be kidnapping people.
And it is a protest, so I mean, you might as well break the law or the rule or whatever this thing is.
Anyway, the right to peaceably assemble. Congress shall make no law, is the statement, right?
Well, when you're protesting Congress, I'm not sure how. Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. But I'm not sure if you really should respect what their rules. But what I'm saying is, why not block traffic? What's the deal? You're protesting.
I would say the first thing is that you're not going to get any, but you're not making any friends. And people already tend to hate protesters. And when protesters stand out in the street or put their cars in the street or whatever, they really put themselves in bad stead. That, for me, I think it's a PR stand. PR primarily.
Well, because kidnapping people is bad regardless of what your motives are.
Free Talk Live.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Go to freetalklive.com, sign up for our newsletter. They'll stay up to date on all the information about Free Talk Live, the stations we add, and the important things that happen, the co-hosts that go to jail. You never know. Here on Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
I said Mark, sorry. And we're bringing Penguin from Virginia back on because Melanie didn't like the way he's thinking. So, Penguin, you're back on Free Talk Live to be lambasted by Melanie.
Don't forget to thank her.
Yeah, well, of course, I kind of asked for it because I've called in to respond to what you guys were saying, and I'm seeing you hold it, you know, some of these ideas pretty strongly. I think if you have something, I've never particularly went outside and protested anything myself, but if you have something that angers you this much that you really need to go up against the power and
but the power isn't people trying to drive to Walgreens and trying to drive to work. The power is the people in the buildings and the people with the guns.
Yeah, but protesting may have the, and I agree, could be bad PR. That's cost benefit.
Well, I don't care about PR. Mark, because of PR, I don't care what it looks like. The fact that you're protesting means people disagree with you. People don't have protests and be like, criminalize murder because everyone agrees with you. So there's no reason to protest that.
Well, so the example that always comes up with that is the priest who gets arrested, like, on a weekly basis feeding the homeless, right? That's an act of protest because it's illegal to feed the homeless where he was at, and he repeatedly fed the homeless.
Yeah.
That person doing that can garner a sympathetic audience of people going like, yeah, they should not be arresting a priest for feeding the homeless, even though it's illegal, right? Whereas other protests do not garner that sympathy and don't have the same public relations that you would want for support of your cause.
But if you're going to... I don't care about that. I care about, are you doing something that is wrong? And if you're blocking the road and you're not a tow truck or emergency services or a road repair person, then the answer is yes.
And I mean, I think... Okay, go ahead.
If you could somehow identify who was part of blocking the road versus who was just trying to get through, which practically you can't, but if you somehow could, I would have no problem with physically removing those people from the road. Because don't block roads.
Well, that's ridiculous. Look, if you're going to protest something, this is a near totalitarian society. If you're going to protest something, yes, people may be inconvenienced. Yes, people may be interrupted.
But you're protesting a lockdown by locking down
property
the
might be... Property might be destroyed. Things might happen. It's a riot, not a protest.
Pick your target, then. Well, destroy the government buildings.
I mean, everybody on the road is not your enemy. The government is your enemy.
So I'm going to go back to the PR, all right? You're not going to get what you want if you make enough people angry. All you're going to get is the opposite of what you want. And you remember, everybody who protests starts out in the negative because people, for whatever reason, like there have been studies on this, people hate protesters. So what you have to do with a protest, you have to somehow turn your audience. And, the public sentiment matters. So,
and having a 90-year-old priest feed homeless people is great PR.
That is awesome. And, look at that and see how you can get that kind of PR. But, standing in the road, parking in the road, doing whatever, gives the people with whom you disagree all of the moral high ground. And it's a terrible position to take. You may be angry. Those people may be wrong. Whatever. The world's full of wrong people. We live in a society that for the 9,000 years prior to this thought that slavery was acceptable and moral. And just now is managing to drag itself out of that. And all the protests, all the slave revolts, all the things that were done prior to that, very few of them had any real, change. So it takes time to change people's minds. Thanks for the call, Penguin, though. I do appreciate it. Thank you. Free Talk Live. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, exposing gang tactics, but comment on what you just said. You guys are doing a bunch of the right things, and I don't want to go all into that, but what you're not doing is what would really make you effective. If you take the example of who came to this continent in the first place, they just up and left. And I know you went to New Hampshire, but there's still a bunch of people around there. Meanwhile, there's a whole bunch of places in the U.S. that are almost empty. And if you really want to get away from them, up and leave, go to those places in small communities and then just totally don't interact to the degree that you can, which is quite a bit. But anyway, busting up gangs. So the government media complex and listening to you on KENN in Farmington, New Mexico.
Dave, I do want to talk about your topic, but at this point, you brought something up and I want to talk about it.
Actually, you brought it up and I commented on it, but now that we got that straightened out, go ahead.
Let's go to it. I mean, you're on enough that we'll get to your topic in due time, but I got a few minutes here and I want to talk about this. So now there have been, I'm a bit of an expert on these projects where you should move to this place, you should move to that place. I run a page on Facebook called the Move Here Project, and it doesn't have to be updated very often because there's not very many of these projects. But back in the day, there was like Ron Paul Town in Texas. They were going to move out to West Texas in some county where there's not very many people in a county. And, there's so many counties in Texas. It's amazing. And you can literally move there. But, like Texas is something like the 23rd freest state in the Union. So not exactly, the freest place in America. And so, you're still under the thumb of Texas. And
you're not if they're not paying attention to you, and if you're not breaking their laws and you're not interacting with them, then they're not really paying attention to you. And there's more to be said about that, but let me shut up and let you respond to that comment.
So there's a documentary on YouTube I watched a long time ago. I believe it's called Anarchism in America, and it was a very small group of people who moved out, I believe, to like the desert in New Mexico, somewhere out there.
This is where Dave lives.
Right. But they started their own little community, no paved roads, no way to get there. You have to like haul the trip into town to get supplies or whatever. But they were left virtually all alone because it wasn't worth enforcing anything out there. So to David's credit and to his point, there are places that you can go where you are still technically under the thumb of the government, but not worth their time and effort.
Also, most of New Hampshire is rural, so most of New Hampshire is almost like that anyway.
Well, I thought I found the place, the freest place in the Union when I went to the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands for the Crypto Frontier Project. And I'm certainly not going to speak poorly of it because, there's a lot of freedom going on. However, the COVID-19 thing happened and They locked down the island. I mean, there's no flights coming in or going out. All they have is the little crop dusters that run from that island hop, the island hoppers, I guess, as they call them. And that's it. I mean, you can go to Guam, but you have to basically take one of these little things to go there. Previously, you could take a United jet, you know. And until that comes back, I'm not terribly interested in, you know, heading
on
over.
If you weren't planning on leaving the Northern Marianas, though, like, what difference did that make?
Well, I was, though.
Okay.
I only had a couple more weeks that I intended to stay because I had my time frame set out. I got to get 183 days to be a bona fide resident of the Commonwealth of North Mariana Islands, and you know, that and a few other hurdles that one jumps. You get huge tax savings, and the IRS takes you off the rolls, which is a big deal, right? Like, it's the scariest organization in America. And one thing that Dave has done, which is laudable, right, is he's cut his income so he doesn't have to pay these people.
Yeah.
And
that's been, go ahead.
No, no, please.
No, and I was going to say that's what I'm getting at. That along with what Richie said is that you're subject to them, but they're not paying any attention because you're not breaking any law and you're not worth bothering with, and so you essentially become free in that manner. And then you cut your living expenses so low that you really don't have to play in their world very much. Almost every one of your needs comes from what you're producing within your own community, or what you're trading for outside of your community. But my point is it can be done, and the model's been done over and over and over again. I don't want to drag you through that. Just think of all the different, you know, the Pilgrims came here, and then the Mormons went there, and the Amish are doing this over here, and the Mennonites are doing that, and the Indians are sticking to themselves, and those things to a great degree work. And what I'm saying is that's been done over and over and over and over again, on from very tiny scales to large scales, and with idiots, you know, Jim Jones and David Koresh and all that crap too, but if you don't do the negative stuff,
well, yeah, just because somebody did something stupid doesn't mean that they didn't that they don't have something in their model that's worth following. David, thank you so much. I really think this is a great conversation to be had, and you know, we gotta be open to new ideas so that you can hear new thoughts. And I never really quite thought of it the way that David was saying there. So, yeah. Well, freetalklive.com. Put your mask on. Go to the internet.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.